she would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright.
Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. So, got several good guests in. Rachel Bryant from Karma and Coleman is in. We're going to talk about the Thanksgiving dinner that she has planned for Wednesday. We're going to talk about that. Dawn Owens from The Link is here. Several things we're going to talk about with her and all that she does at The Link. And the one and only brother Bobby Hill from New Life Church is in the house. So, Bobby, if you'll start off with a prayer, we'll get started.
Father God, we are thankful. We're very thankful. This season calls our attention to being thankful intentionally and showing acts of gratitude. And so we first and foremost want to be thankful to you and towards you and for all the benefits that we have from you. So, Father, in all of life, we ask you to draw our attention to you and your presence, who you are, what you've done, what you're doing. And then guide us and direct us to show forth that gratitude to the community and to show others who you are and to bring glory to your name, for you are mighty and wonderful and majestic in all of your ways. In Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. So we're at the holiday season. Thanksgiving, Christmas is coming up, and you know, Bobby, the one thing that everybody needs to know and needs to remember, we're thankful for at Thanksgiving, but we need to be thankful every single day.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think with the world the way it is, we get away from that.
Just life itself gets in the way, you know. I mean, we get so busy, hectic. You know, we don't take time to be thankful for things. And you're absolutely right. It's not just a one day a year,
exactly,
or just a season of the year. It should be all the time.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm thankful every day.
Yeah.
I really am.
Mm-hmm.
I have been blessed so much in my life. But just knowing what Jesus done for me,
mm-hmm,
I really am. And I tell myself every day, I really do.
Yes.
I'm thankful every day.
And that's what I'll drive that. That's part of what I was thinking about this season. You know, there's different things that goes on in Thanksgiving season, and there's a lot of things to be thankful for. I mean, around us, even in our world, whatever. But I think our thankfulness ought to obviously start and end with God, and that's
exactly
what you're saying. I mean, if it wasn't for Him and what He's done, we wouldn't really have anything to be thankful for.
Absolutely.
So let our Thanksgiving begin with God.
Exactly.
And then let's let it end there with Him as well. And I don't know, you know, gratitude, as grateful as I, and I just heard you express that, but as thankful as we are, we never really give forth true, full expression of all He's done. I don't know that we can have enough gratitude for that.
I agree.
Of course, gratitude is maybe something we feel. Maybe it's an attitude, a disposition. It's also action, you know, and I think we have to put that in action at times and show that we're thankful. I think that's a good thing to do. And that's one of the things we're promoting, I know, in the communities now, you know, for people that want to give, you know, how they can give. How can you help your community? And all that flows out of, I think, being thankful to God that we see ourselves as blessed in a way that we can help others, and we want to do that.
Exactly.
So, I just been pondering, you know, some of the things about God in that way. And when we think about being thankful to God, you know, you just said you know, you're thankful every day for what Jesus has done. And so as I've pondered out various different aspects of God recently, I've been focusing in on His mercy. He is a merciful God. You know, a lot of people see grace as unmerited favor, but I kind of see mercy as unmerited favor. You know, I mean, mercy is you don't get the bad that you deserve, and
right,
you get the good you don't deserve. And so, had God not been merciful, then we'd be back to that we'd have nothing to be thankful
exactly.
for. Because we would all have got what was coming to us. And what was coming to us, well, it didn't look so good. It looked kind of like looking in the face of a freight train.
I know.
Right? What's coming to us. But isn't that the wonderful thing about God is that because of his mercy, we don't get the bad that's coming to us.
I know.
That is incredible. Isn't that just that one thought? I mean, how much gratitude does that drum up in our hearts? I got away with it. It seems like, I feel like I got away with it. I didn't really get away with it because Jesus paid for
exactly.
it. So it wasn't that I got away with it, but right. I didn't have to pay for that. And I got it free. And
to give that ultimate sacrifice. I mean, that is the ultimate sacrifice, you know?
Yeah, as I pondered this in my own heart, and observation of others, you know, just in general, I don't want to make this a blanket thing for everybody, I'm not saying, but just in general, most of the time we want justice for others. I mean, you know, we hear something about somebody, well, I hope they get that way, I got that
right.
coming to them, you
right.
know. Or, you know, we want justice yeah. for everybody else,
right.
but we never want justice for ourselves.
No.
Do we?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. We never. I mean, you know, we never would say, well, okay, I just hope I get what's coming to me.
Right.
We don't do that.
Exactly.
Because we want mercy. That's what we want.
Exactly.
We want mercy. And so I was thinking, if we're really going to be like Christ, we're going to have to become merciful.
Exactly.
And not want justice for everybody. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have justice in our legal system.
Exactly.
I think there should be justice.
There has to
crimes
be.
And things. But that's not on a personal basis. That's more on a judicial
right.
basis. So I'm certainly not arguing that. Don't misunderstand.
Right.
But as individuals, and as fellow human beings, you know, I think many times we're too quick to judge and cast sentence on others for justice.
Right.
And so I was thinking about that situation in John chapter 8 of the situation of the woman caught in adultery. And I've been thinking about that for some time. I mentioned it a Sunday or two ago. But, you know, under the old covenant, it was absolutely just and legal for someone caught in adultery to be stoned to death.
Right.
I mean, if they were caught in the act, then you could stone and kill them right there. And that was the right thing to do.
I mean,
that seems graphic for us now, but it was the law. That's what the law was. And so when Jesus was teaching and preaching, some of the legalistic Pharisees wanted to catch him and be able to accuse him and blaspheme. And so they caught a woman. They set up a situation to catch a woman in adultery and bring her to Jesus. And, you know, the law says, well, you need to stone her. And so they're trying to test him to see because they want to catch him here.
Right.
And so they present this woman to him and say, hey, we just caught her in adultery. So what do you say we should do with her? And of course, that's that story. You know, he starts writing on the dirt with his fingers and we don't know exactly what he wrote or whatever, but he did finally say to them, okay, whoever's without sin, let him be the first one to throw the first stone.
Right. Boy, that calls you quick, don't it? that makes a person think.
And so he's still writing on the ground.
Yeah.
He looks up and everybody's gone, you know.
I guess I'll put my rock down.
You know, I mean, and that's godly wisdom.
It is.
Man, if we could have that every day, wouldn't that be just... And we do have access to that
right.
through the Spirit, but we use human wisdom so much in our decision. But
right.
that was just godly wisdom. And they all left, you know, and then, you know, of course, Jesus, you know, he looked at the woman, you know, and said, hey, well, where's your accusers? You know, where's those that condemned you? And she said, well, there's no one. And he said, neither do I condemn you. And so the interesting thing about that story I mentioned a couple times recently is he was the only one standing there who was without sin.
Right.
And he had every right to stone her to death.
Right.
He could have. He could have stoned her and killed her and would have been just and
right.
righteous in doing that. Now, that's mercy.
It is. That's mercy right there.
That's mercy. And that is a wonderful picture of mercy, and that's what I want.
Right.
I mean, that's what I want for me, right?
Right.
And so I'm just thinking that, you know, if we're going to be like Jesus, we're going to have to be slower to cast justice at others.
Slower to respond.
And and be more merciful and to others. And In our thoughts and in our feelings, I think many times that's where we become prejudiced. You know, prejudice means to prejudge. We prejudge situations. So prejudice is not about a color of a person or whatever. Prejudice is about prejudging things and coming to wrong conclusions too soon.
Right.
And that's what we do. We become prejudiced to people in the areas of justice. And so I think many times that may be what's wrong with part of our world and our relationships. And maybe that's part of the issue with the conflict at times between the church and the world.
Right.
Is maybe the world feels like, you know, we've judged them. We see them in the eyes of justice rather than mercy.
Bobby, you hear it every day or you read it every day where somebody is maybe talking about going to church. And they said, well, in the past, I was judged by those people in that church. And that's why I'm not going to go back. I mean, I've heard it a million times.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But if that person really has a true goal that they want, of course I want that goal for them to be everlasting life, you know?
Yeah.
And so they need to put their thinking cap on to say, you know what? If that's happened in the past, it's in the past.
Yes.
But what I'm worried about right now and in the future is my eternal soul.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let a human being get in between me and Jesus Christ, my Savior. Yeah. I'm not going to let it happen.
So absolutely. So if that's happened to people, we hope and pray that they overcome that obstacle and not let that be the thing that keeps them away from
exactly.
So just in this Thanksgiving season, you know, I'm personally, you know, just contemplating mercy, God's mercy, and being merciful and feeling merciful, thinking merciful.
Exactly.
Kind of a discipline to, you know, consider how other people, where they are, why they're there, what's, you know, what the circumstances are. There's always things that we don't know. So we encourage everyone to be more merciful.
Exactly.
And thankful.
That's definitely where we need to be.
Yes.
Well, Brother Bobby, we're up at break.
Yes,
Melissa
sir.
Just gave me the thumbs up. So.
All right.
Thank you for being here on the Big D Radio Show
yes.
and sharing your wisdom. And I love you so much.
And
I appreciate
you.
What you do.
Yes.
I really do.
Same.
It's always good to be with you and speak with you and let you tell Coleman what they need to hear.
That's mutual.
Brother Bobby Hill, New Life Church on Welty Road. So if you do not have a church to attend, you're always welcome to come to New Life. What a great loving family that we have there. Always welcome you with open arms.
We'll see you Sunday at 10:30.
There we go. Coming up next, Dawn Owens with The Link. We're going to speak with her about The Link and some other events that she has coming up. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. This is Coleman's Independent Radio.
How I am. You know I can't let you slide.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Kullman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show, right in Live at 95.5. With me, Don Owens, founder of The Link, actually located over on 9th Street Southeast. How's that?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
You know why? Because I lived on Avenue A right there when I was growing up as a kid, so I know exactly where you're at.
You sure do.
So, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so glad to be here tonight.
Well, look, we've tried to get you on in the past. You're a busy woman, the most popular lady in Kullman.
No.
So, you got a busy schedule.
Definitely not. I think it just ended up being on the same night as something else. I'm glad to be here. I love it.
Good, good. So, yeah, sometimes I have mentioned you on my popular Facebook page called What's Happening in Kullman.
Mm-hmm.
And man, we just appreciate everything that you do at The Link. It's just incredible the work that you've done. And you have affected so many people. And what a positive asset that you are to Kullman. I mean, it's truly believable, and I appreciate what you do. And so let's just dive into The Link, and,
sure.
And so you tell everybody in Kullman exactly what you do with The Link.
So we are a faith-based nonprofit, and our main goal is to help people grow out of poverty. We really believe that we can provide services and support and love and the faith and the hope sometimes that it takes to walk alongside somebody else as they're struggling in whatever their situation may be, and provide them hopefully a way out. And even if it's not a full, you know, increase in income, it's increase in relationship, in their faith, in how they view themselves, their relationship with God. There's a lot of ways that people can view themselves in poverty, and so we like to address that in a couple different ways. So we do that in about 15 different programs and services that are spread out in about 27. I just counted that recently, 27 different locations, which just blew me away to think
wow.
about the different places that we're able to really support people. And I've got a great team of staff and board and volunteers that really make that happen. And they just love people really, really well.
That's awesome.
And so we're grateful that we get to serve Kullman the way that we do. And it's because we've got great people that donate and make all of this happen, really. We couldn't do it without them. So,
right. And as you know, the support staff means everything.
Oh, yeah.
Without them, things just don't function.
Nope.
So,
nope.
And you know, one time I was looking on Facebook, and I seen where you had had an event at Loft 212. And I guess you were actually maybe giving some kind of certificates to people that actually completed your program.
Yeah.
And I sat there and watched some of it, and I'm thinking, how wonderful is that?
Uh-huh.
That you and all of your staff showed that much attention to bring these people up,
mm-hmm.
you know, because maybe, and I don't know, but maybe some of them were at their lowest points, and what they needed was you and your guidance and, mm-hmm. and what your staff does.
Where that kind of stemmed from was, we were as we were starting the ministry and trying to figure out exactly who we needed to be in Coleman and how we needed to serve, we kept hearing over and over again, recovery and jail, recovery and jail. And so at first we were trying to do our programs out of our old facility, on Third Avenue. St. John's, and we wanted to create a class called Jobs for Life, and it's a biblically based jobs preparedness class that really helps people identify how they were purposed for work. It starts in the garden. Adam was given a job to do, and God valued Adam in that job, and he named all the animals and the birds and the sea, right? And so we help people understand that. And so we couldn't get people to come to the link, so we decided we'd go to them instead. And so we started that in the jail. And that's when the lights went off on for us, because we watched people light up with a certificate in their hand.
Right.
As simple as that was to create, they earned it.
Right.
And they knew what they learned was going to help them create a better life. And our first three graduates from that program are doing phenomenal. They're still
That's awesome.
And clean and have jobs and they're doing fabulous. And so you watch that over time and you see people's dignity affirmed and the level of respect go up and their confidence and their hope go up. I mean, it's like, well, let's keep doing this. And so we created more classes off of their suggestions. And then over time, we created that into a life degree program so that people could actually get a degree in life off of those issues that people often deal with that can make you feel broken or hurt inside. So we deal with those core issues rather than things that are just on that surface level, because those things are important and you definitely need to meet those needs. But we wanted to make sure that somebody could walk away with true life transformation out of that.
Because, you know, Dawn, even with that certificate, what that does gives them another goal in life to do something else.
Yep.
Because I'll tell you now, I've been so blessed in my life, okay?
Yeah.
And there's no doubt. And I've done a lot of hard work in my life. But even as successful as I've been, I still try to continue to do something else.
Yeah.
You know, because that satisfies me.
Right.
And it satisfies every human being, whether you're successful, whether you're just, you're down on your luck and you're doing, you know, exactly what you're doing to help these people.
Right.
And for them to get that certificate, it means everything. And so it's just going to keep going in their lifetime. So that's incredible.
Well, and not only that, it also encourages them to encourage their children, too.
Exactly.
To continue on in their educational quest, whatever that might look like. So, and, you know, we've talked about the adults, but we do the same thing with our kids. So in our mentoring program, they have a end of the year party that you didn't get to see that online.
I did not see that.
But we do that at the end of the year, and the kids get a certificate, and they get some books to take home with them for the summer to encourage them. And then right now we're getting all of our certificates and shirts ready for Wise Up, which is a financial education program we do in the schools. And this semester, I think we served about 790 kids.
Wow.
Ninth graders and 12th graders who are learning how to use their money wisely. They get certificates at the end
that's
of that, too.
Awesome.
So, I mean, we just try to provide that in every avenue, because just like you said, I mean, if you can encourage them and build their confidence and they earn that one certificate, I mean, they're ninth grade. And we know that our attrition rates in the schools can sometimes be a little challenging, depending on the schools they're going to. And so that encourages them to go on and get their high school diploma. They might have gotten that certificate, you know, in ninth grade, but hopefully they'll get the real deal, that high school diploma, by the time they graduate. So that's how we're trying to encourage them to move forward in life.
That's awesome. Because, you know, those life goals are always there.
Yep.
And, you know, I've heard people say, well, I don't have the opportunity. That's bull. That's BS, okay? Excuse me, that's the way I talk. But the thing is, there's so many opportunities in life for you to go on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've seen it. I've seen people that were dirt poor, that didn't have anything, that turned out to be self-made multimillionaires.
Oh, yeah.
So
fun to watch.
It really is.
I love those stories.
Now look, I'm getting off subject a little bit, but whatever. So, you know, and that's why a lot of people hate Walmart, because they're such a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I admire Sam Walton for a man that started a small little building and made it into a monopoly. I admire that man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Me too.
And I want other people to have that focus and to have that goal
mm-hmm.
that you can do this.
Right.
You know, and if you're starting here at the Link and they're giving you that opportunity and they're showing you how you can do this,
yeah.
it's just incredible.
Yeah. And that's what we're trying to inspire in our, from our youngest to our oldest. You know, we don't give up on anybody. It doesn't matter how old you are. We still believe that if you're still living here on earth, then God's got a purpose for you and a plan for your life. And
exactly.
so we just want to be a part of that.
And, you know, as long as they know, and I know, and I say it every day, I'm absolutely nothing without Him.
Yeah.
And for everybody out there to know that,
mm-hmm.
you know, to know what our Savior done for us.
Yep.
And, everybody's life means something. Everybody's
yep.
life is important.
Yeah.
So it's just, I'm just so proud of what you do and how you pick these people up and encourage them and push them in life. And the good thing about it is they'll never forget you and your staff for what you've done for them.
Well, that's what we hope, that they continue to come to us over and over again. That's the way that we've designed everything that we do. You know, we moved from our 1,800 square foot building to the 22,000 one, not because we just want people to come and go all the time, but because we wanted to create more ways for them to interact with us and to engage with us. And so now we get to do a community meal every fourth Thursday of the month, where we have 75 to 100 people coming. And the idea behind the community meal isn't that those of us who have money, and I'm air quoting, not everybody can see me doing that, but not those of us that have money, we're just serving, but that our neighbors who come to us and get served are doing the serving and doing the loving. We have one couple that we just adore that come to us frequently to get showers in our facility. They don't have any running water or electricity in their home. And she crochets and knits things and does jewelry and anything she can to help them with cash. But she comes every Thursday to work that dessert table. That is her table. No one else is going to work that table. She's going to serve as she has been served. And so that's what we love. That's why
that's
created
awesome.
It. So it's all about that relationship building, and that's what we inspire to do. So
before we go to your fundraiser, as a nonprofit, what can people in Coleman do to help you as far as monetary or just help?
There's various ways that you can help. First of all, we're a ministry, so you can pray.
Exactly.
We will take that every day, every second of the day, and we believe very heavily in that. We wouldn't be who we are today without God opening up doors for this and
exactly.
granting us favor in that. So we give first glory to Him. Another way that you can give is through your gifts and talents. Every one of us has ways that we can show love to somebody else and serve somebody else, whether you love children or teens or adults in some way, shape, or form, through mentoring, coaching, teaching, just giving somebody a phone call, writing a thank you note. We have a variety of different ways that you can come and serve alongside of us. We currently have about 140 volunteers, and that is not enough.
I can imagine.
We still have schools that say we need mentors. We still have – actually, I just got a phone call today from a donor who said, Dawn, we need financial education for our middle schoolers. And I've actually had a high school principal saying that to me for a couple
wow.
years now. But we don't have the volunteers to be able to go there
right.
or the funding to be able to do that.
Right.
So we're going to start asking God
good.
For that. And
awesome.
I'm hoping that somebody hearing this today will say, I want to do that.
Exactly.
So we need volunteers to serve in any way, shape, or form. We need organizations to part with us for our community meals that happen every fourth Friday. We are not part of the North Alabama Food Bank, so that food comes out of our community in
okay.
some way, shape, or form. And then financially, it just takes 62 cents a day in order for us to help transform a life. That's pocket
awesome.
Change. I
mean, exactly.
That's next to nothing. So that equates to about $19.40 a month and $232.80 a year. And we really need monthly partners. We need people who are going to see vision and saying, you know what, this year my family is going to commit to one person. We want to help sponsor one person. And they're going to give that monthly gift to make that happen. That's what's going to help us to be long-term sustainable. The challenge that we face is that one in five people are in poverty in Coleman, Alabama.
That's
there
awful.
Is, yeah, over 15,000 people. That's challenging when you're trying to walk relationally with people.
Right.
And we serve about 3,000 people a year.
Wow.
So we're like hitting the just the tip of the iceberg there of what could be if we had more people supporting us, both
right.
through volunteering and through funding.
Awesome. So let's go ahead and go to your fundraiser that you have going on?
Yes. So the Tuesday after Thanksgiving is a national day of generosity. You've probably heard of it before. It's called Giving Tuesday. And it's kind of that, you know, Black Friday you spend on yourself. Right. Now Tuesday, let's give back to our communities. And so for the last couple of years, we've gone online and have engaged our community to give more than they've given the year before. And so this year will be no different. We are challenging our community to help support 217 people, kind of think about 217.
Right.
And we'll have a variety of ways to do that. We are in the process of securing some corporate sponsors to help us have some matched giving for that day, and we'll be able to make that announcement Good. Hopefully soon. But that is a way for people to get involved. And then that evening at our building, we're going to have a free meal that we're calling Hero Fest, because our campaign this year is focusing in on our everyday heroes, people just like you, Daryl, who are willing to give back to their community in some way,
right.
Shape or form. And so we're just going to celebrate that. We want to celebrate
awesome.
Our everyday heroes at Hero Fest. So come out and join us.
Hey, I love to celebrate now.
Yep.
Especially if there's food involved.
And you can wear your superhero shirt if you like.
I've got one, by the way.
Well, come on over. 6 o'clock. And it'll be, we have Brandon Iron food coming, so it'll be really good.
So I ate there a few weeks ago because Danielle's a huge lover of the salad bar. So, and I love their salad bar. I mean, I could just go there and eat salad bar.
Yeah.
I love Brandon.
They've got some
food.
Good stuff.
They do. There you go. There's your free plug.
Josh will be thrilled with us.
Josh Peekman is getting free advertisement from Big D.
Yes.
Well, Dawn, thank you so much for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope the next time you come in won't be like another year or two.
Oh, I'll come in whenever you need me.
Right.
You just let me know.
You squeeze some time in for Big D.
Of course.
So coming up next, Rachel Bryant, Karma in Coleman. We're going to talk about her event coming up. We're going to feed some people on next Wednesday. So we're going to tell you all about that. Thank you again, Dawn.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
I mean, I'll be glad to talk. She's nervous, so I'll be glad to talk on it, but I won't.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show with me, Myra Walker, and Rachel Bryant with Carmen Coleman. So, look, we got several things coming up. We're excited. Big D and Danielle, we're actually going to make some of our world-famous chicken and dressing, and we're going to deliver here. So, for the Thanksgiving meal. So, Myra, do you want to tell us kind of about the Thanksgiving meal and what it entails, where it's going to be at, what time it's going to be? Just kind of get the mic close to you.
Yeah. It's at the Gold Ridge Community Center, and it's from 2 to 8.
Gold Ridge Community Center, Wednesday, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Let me write that down so I know. All right, so, taking a guess, because I know it's just a guess. How many people do you think is going to be there?
Last year we did nearly 500 families.
No way. 500? Yeah. So it's just a rolling thing, I guess. I mean,
yeah, it's grown. Fourth year now?
This will be the fourth year.
And it just grows every year.
So food-wise, is it just people in the community that's doing all the cooking, or do you have some restaurants that donates, or what?
We have, who'd you have, Brandon Irons?
The Brandon Irons donated some stuff. Tyson donated stuff.
But the rest of it's going to be cooking.
Okay.
Myra usually does it all, but this year we actually got an idea from you.
And what was that? I want to know.
Okay, so.
You already know.
Look, I need some credit, okay?
I'll get you. You get all the credit for this idea. So she told me we need 40 pounds of dressing because that's what we had last year when we fed that many.
Okay.
And I thought, good God almighty, I don't know how I'm going to make 40 pounds of dressing. So you offered to make it.
I
well,
did.
Then you volunteered Danielle to make it. And you said, we're going to contest. So as I was thinking, I thought, you know what? Let's get the community involved and make it a dressing cook-off.
There you go.
So it's a way for the community to be involved, but have a little fun in the thing.
Exactly.
So we're going to have some prizes. We're going to have first, second, third place. So everybody who is interested in, and it's to go for the dinner, but it's also a little competition, a little fun, and it keeps us from having to make 40 pounds of dressing.
Well, let me say this, is that I don't want a lot of people getting mad because I'm taking first place.
Okay. Okay.
So let's go ahead and get that out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, well.
Don't be mad.
Big D's done said it, got it, so. I've had it a couple people who have the same thoughts.
Well.
So.
I love competition, by the way.
Yeah. So I'm excited. We got a couple of judges already, and we're going to try to get a couple more so we can.
Awesome.
I would ask you to be the judge, but you can't.
Well, look,
you're going to be the contestant. So.
Look, I already know. I'm a smart man. There's some women out there in Coleman that can cook.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
So if I get fifth place, I'll be okay.
You get an honorable mention, you're going to be all right.
Look, just mention my name. That's all I want, because I know I'm not going to win.
So we're excited. We've got, I think we have like 10, 15 people. I don't know. I don't know the exact number that are planning to actually enter. We have some that's going to make some just actually donate it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
So can you, Myra, kind of tell me what the menu is going to be on that day?
Turkey, dressing, white potatoes, corn, green beans, rolls, cranberry sauce, and butter.
Wow.
Desserts.
And desserts.
And
so
Pepsi products.
And Milo's donating to you.
Hey, all right. So are they donating some ice? I bet that's a lot of ice, isn't it?
It is.
Shattuck's Country Mall is.
Are they going to?
Yeah. And then Raleigh's Hamburgers also is offered ice, too, if we need it.
How neat is that? Look, and you'll probably need a lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot of coolers and.
Yep. And it's important. And we needed a lot of turkeys, too.
A lot of turkeys. Now, do you already have a supply of plastic forks, spoons, and all that kind of good stuff?
We could use that. We actually got the to-go plates for those who can't, that are homebound and they can't come out or whatever, and people need to pick up. So we had those donated, or you're going to be donated by Jack's.
Jackson 157?
Yeah. Awesome. And so we're going to get those. But, there's still things that are needed. So we're still looking for sponsorships for those as well. So
all you listeners, if you can come up with some, what do you call it, plastic utensils?
Plastic utensils.
Spoons, forks, knives, plates, napkins. We will accept it all.
Exactly.
And you can bring it by on Wednesday, maybe about 10 a.m., mm-hmm. 9 a.m. And again, Gold Ridge Community Center?
Yes. So, 8 miles on Gold Ridge Road?
Yes.
I think
as soon as you turn off 69?
Mm-hmm.
8 miles.
I think that's what we decided the first year we counted it out.
So, look, there's just nothing like feeding the community and for the great things that you do.
What were you saying?
No, it's just saying that's on 1545 right after you turn on 69.
All right, 8 miles to Gold Ridge Community Center. So, what do you say again? 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. But the judging, tell them about the judging, what time they need to have it there.
Everything needs to be there by 12 o'clock.
If you're going to be judged.
If you're going to be judged by noon. And so everybody else that's volunteering, make sure you get there in plenty of time because we don't want nobody waiting at 2 p.m.
The judges are going to not eat breakfast, so they're going to be ready to rock.
They are going to be ready to eat. So how many competitors do you think is going to be in it?
I don't know. I'm hoping some of your listeners out there tonight is going to be interested in joining us, hopefully.
Yes, because I'm going to make a big pan. I'm not making a small pan.
No, yeah.
I'm making a big pan. So, and then Danielle's going to make a big pan also.
To get to enter, you got to have a full-size pan.
Oh, yeah. Look, I went to the local Walmart, free plug, and bought the big pans.
Oh, so yeah. Big pans are awesome.
How many big pans are you bringing?
I'm bringing two.
Awesome.
I'm going to bring one. Danielle's going to bring one.
Right.
Now, if I need to bring more than that, I can. I'll be cooking all that morning.
Well, hopefully, if you're out there listening and you're planning to do, please contact. I'm easily found on Facebook.
Carmen and Coleman. Send her a private message through Carmen and Coleman and let her know what you can bring, whether it's food or utensils or drinks, whatever.
And I put it on what's happening in Coleman.
Awesome.
For 2 days now.
Yep. Okay. So we're excited.
Well, we'll put
Anything
it on there every day.
We need to cover on that.
Look, Myra is a little bit shy on the mic. Yeah. I'm just going to say it right now.
She was a little nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about. We're just talking amongst friends. That's all we're doing. I'm just messing with her.
Yeah. She's going to tardy res my pen.
I've had a rough day.
All right. She's had a rough day.
Her baby turned 16 today.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. I thought you was like maybe 20 years old yourself.
So. Oh, look at you.
All right. Well, sweet 16 to her.
And what's your baby's name?
His name is Cole.
Oh,
Happy birthday, Cole.
Happy birthday, Cole, from Big D and Danielle.
So.
And life is about to get interesting at 16 years of age. So, hey, look, I'm getting off the subject.
Yep.
Hold on, I got to say this real quick. So here I am, 16 years old, okay, and I remember it well. And then when I hit 18 and graduated high school and I got my first real job, you know, because I had a bunch of part-time jobs and been a kid. But when I got that first real job, I swear I said, oh, my God, this is reality? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I learned a lot of lessons.
I wish I was 16 again.
Only live with mom and daddy forever.
Yeah.
All right, so we are going to talk about the Christmas event that you have coming up. So tell us about that.
Well, first I want to cover our sign-ups. Every year, Carmen Coleman, we help about 300 kids have Christmas. Do I need to move it back closer?
Give it to you.
All right. We help about 300 children have Christmas every year. So this is going out to anybody who may need our assistance. We have two sign-ups left. You come out, we do a little interview to get to know you and your family. Saturday, November 18th at the Comfort Suites on 157 from 10 to 4. You come out, see us. We'll sign up that day. And then at the actual, at the community Thanksgiving dinner, we'll be doing the same thing from, we'll say 2 to 5. And that just helps us get to know you and your circumstances, get to know your children.
Right.
All right. So that's what we're doing there. And so if you know, if you or someone you know needs help, don't, I cannot stress this enough, don't be embarrassed to reach out.
Exactly.
We've had a few people that were, and it's okay to need help. So that's for you guys. Now, if you're listening and you are in an ability to help this year, please reach out to us because we could use sponsorship. We could use people to adopt children to buy for this year.
Right.
We need places to make toy drop-off boxes. Like if you own a business and you would like to put a, you know, where you drop the toy off or clothing or whatever, that's something we could use as well. Did you have any more questions? I have one more thing I want to say before I've been, okay. So I want to, I'm going to try to say this, issue a challenge to everyone listening. Christmas is our biggest and most important project, and it's not about the gifts or the toys or whatnot, any of that. It's the biggest project because it's the one that teaches us the true meaning of being our humanity,
exactly.
Our compassion.
Exactly.
That's what the Christmas season's about. It's not about the gifts. It's not about anything. So I was doing an article I've been writing for a website, and I did a thing about my top favorite Christmas Carol movies. And we were taught, let me go back. Thursday, I spent the entire day begging for turkeys. I literally drove from business to business begging for turkeys. And you don't know humble until you have walked into a business and begged for a turkey. And it was overwhelming. And I went to two stores, Warehouse and in Hansville and Warehouse and 157. They immediately gave me two. They were awesome. But, so I want to issue a statement and a challenge from A Christmas Carol. My favorite quote, and it's not bah humbug like it probably should be. And it's not, you know, God bless us everyone.
Right.
It is the scene where, Marley Jacobson is with Scrooge, and he says, "Well, but you always had a good head for business." And the ghost says, "Mankind was my business. The common welfare was my business. Charity, mercy, forbearance, benevolence were all my business. The dealings of my trade, but just a drop of water in the comprehensive ocean of my business." And so with that being said, this holiday season, I ask that you, if you have spare change or you have money, donate money. If you don't have money, donate food. If you don't have food, donate your talent.
Exactly.
If you don't have talent, like me, donate your time.
Right.
And you don't have to donate it to Karma. You donate it to the link that was just on, or the Save and Forgotten Warriors.
Exactly.
There's so many places that you can donate this holiday season. I ask that... that you do.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be financially. It just has to, just anything.
Exactly. And that's a great thing, Rachel, about Coleman. Is there's so many good organizations here that help so many people.
Exactly.
And I see so many people on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, that will actually step up and do exactly what they can.
Yes.
So we have a wonderful community right here in Coleman that will always step up.
I know. It was, like I said, when I went, well, like today, I went in to buy my ribbons at the Awards Palace for the cook-off.
Yeah.
And, you know, he called me after I left, and he said, "You know what, come back." And, you know, he wrote me a donation.
That's
for
awesome.
For the dinner. And, you know, that's Coleman.
Exactly. That's exactly
so,
what it is.
Yeah, that I just want everyone to remember that this Christmas, that, you know, even there's just remember to be kind and compassionate.
Exactly. That's, you know, and I believe The number one thing that God wants us to do as human beings on this planet is be nice to each other.
Amen.
That's the number one thing that he wants is kindness.
Yep. And, you know, humanity and compassion and love each other.
Exactly. All right, so let's talk about when everything is done, we have the presents for all the children, mm-hmm. when are they going to actually get the gifts?
They will pick up on, so that's a good point. I'm going to let you ask that. They will pick up on December 15th. And that's everyone who signs up.
Okay.
They pick up on December 15th.
Can you imagine how busy it's going to be that day?
Yeah, this is year number 5 for us.
Listen, she needs help, okay?
We do. We have Santa's workshop, and that's a great thing. We have Santa's workshop from December 11th through the 14th. That's when we need a lot of volunteers.
Okay.
We sort the toys. And a lot of times we don't use brand new toys. We take gently used toys, okay. And we like bikes and we fix them and,
right.
you know, put batteries in toys, make sure they work.
Right.
And so we do that, and then we box up each kid's box, and it's a process.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you actually wrap every present?
No, we don't. We try to give a roll of wrapping paper per kid.
Okay.
And let the parents do that, because we don't want to take away from.
I can't imagine wrapping that many presents.
I don't know.
Look, now look, so years ago, when I was younger, I was a good rapper, okay? not like music rapper.
Oh, that was like an M?
But as I got older, I'm not a good rapper.
I've never been a good rapper.
And, oh, look, if I rap something, look, people laugh. So now for the last few years, I buy bags.
Mm-hmm.
And that little white paper, you know, that you stuff in it.
Oh, Lord, I don't even mess with that.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, well, that's me. Look, I'm bagged. So everybody that comes to my house, you got a bag on it.
I ain't going to lie. I've been known to give people their gifts in a Walmart bag, say, like, Merry Christmas. They know that Christmas is my busiest time of the year now. So
December 11th through the 14th mm-hmm. is when we need the volunteers out on the 157 location,
yes.
which is right there behind Jet Pep.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 15th.
And just keep an eye out. We have a lot of Dollar Generals that are going to have toy drop-off for us. They'll have the Carmen Coleman name tag on them. We're going to have a couple other businesses that's going to have them. So if you see them.
Right.
But, you know, more importantly, if there's any toy drop-off, you know, it doesn't matter if
exactly.
it's Karma.
Exactly.
If you've got your the Dollar Tree and you throw, you know, it doesn't have to right. be an expensive toy, you know, just a little something.
So now, do you update your page on Facebook to actually tell everybody where the drop-offs are?
Yes, and they're actually, my girls are working on that right now, and they're going to keep updated and everything.
So maybe either Danielle can either follow your page and or give her the information.
I will make sure we.
Yeah.
I follow the page.
Yeah, she does. She's always on top of that. So she's awesome.
That's awesome.
But we're excited, and I can't thank you guys enough for having us on and letting us talk about it, the dinner and then more importantly the Christmas project.
Right, now are you going to need Myra? Are you going to need volunteers to help serve?
Yes.
Okay. So you are.
Lots.
A lot of people to help serve. Okay.
Mhm.
So if you're out there and you want to help serve, it'll be next Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Gold Ridge Community Center. So get your plastic gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll even provide the plastic gloves.
Yep, we're going to have some plastic gloves for you.
Unless you want to donate plastic gloves. That would be awesome. Then I don't have to buy them.
Well, there you go. Well, look, how about I just go buy you some?
That would be awesome.
So where do I get plastic gloves at?
Can
you really? I didn't know they had plastic gloves.
Yeah, well, I know they do in the medical section. I don't know if that's
over in because Glad puts them out. You know, the little.
Do they really? So how many's in there?
I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been buying mine at Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight.
Yeah, that's where I buy mine. I don't know. That's where I was planning to buy them.
Mike is on. I tell you, we're coming by a box of gloves.
Look,
I don't know. Maybe they have to be restaurant quality. That's what we were discussing out there.
Well, now I did Thankful Thanksgiving at my church at the renovation, which was Cathedral Prairies then, and we did the box gloves.
Okay, so
I'm
a Harbor Freight girl, so
as long as your hands,
you know.
Exactly. As long as they're covering your little nasty hands.
And yeah. I know that Glad puts out a box that you can buy at Walmart.
All right, so I'm giving Danielle some money, and she's going to go buy 2 or 3 boxes. So we'll have everybody covered.
Everybody's clean.
Everybody's
That's good.
Clean.
Awesome.
So now, what about the actual dipping utensils?
I got all that.
You already got all that.
I have a list here. I don't know. Well, that's what we were talking about in the parking lot when y'all came up.
So why don't you, real quick, tell them, let's go over your list of things that you need.
Things that we need were silverware, the foam plates, the dessert plates, the disposable tablecloths, because we didn't, the pans, like you were talking about, right. But we were talking about the smaller versions, and then even the bigger pans too, the gloves, the little, candle warmer, the things you put under buffet warmers.
Yes, they're the little candle things.
Yeah, the steno, you know, like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure. Sugar creamer for coffees, napkins, artificial sweeteners. We're still short. We're not 100% sure on what was it? We were not 100% sure on
rolls.
Right. The brand and I are donating some, but we don't know how many just yet. We're good on turkeys, and they're being smoked for us by Ryan's Creek. And
how many people did you feed last year?
Nearly 500.
Can you believe that?
We fed 3,000 at Cathedral Praise. I'm going to be on your committee next year.
500 people.
I'm going to help you do this.
Awesome. Awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. You know, this is Myra's baby. She does this, and I just try to back her up. She's had a rough year this year.
And I hope elementary's doing it also.
Yes, they are.
Pretty rough year this year. Right?
Yeah, so we're just trying to take a little bit off over this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but we.
Myra on top of everything, okay?
Yep, she's got it. But those are just some things that we needed still that. We're going to, I was going to actually go try to buy.
That's
so
awesome.
If anyone can help with those, if you'll holler at me before I go buy them, that would be awesome.
Well, look, from what's happening in Coleman and Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment, I'm breaking out my wallet right now, okay?
Wow.
$50 for the Christmas and $50 for the Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah. We are always here to help and give. And Danielle's going to get the gloves. Big D is going to do the chicken and dressing. So real quick, we're going to do a quick prayer on the way out while the Rolling Stones are playing some rock and roll music. That's okay.
Hey, it's okay.
I love the songs, by the way. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for all the guests that's been on this show tonight, Lord, and we just ask that you bless each and every one of them with everything that they're doing. Father, we give you the honor and the glory that you deserve. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
We will see you next time, next Tuesday, on Understanding the Law with Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America.
Join Live 95 Thanksgiving Day as we begin a new tradition here in Coleman. Based on a true incident in his life that began on Thanksgiving Day in 1965 and which inspired a 1969 movie of the same name, Arlo Guthrie recorded Alice's Restaurant in 1967. Tune in at 12 noon or 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day to hear Alice's Restaurant right here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
Myself.